Three women with Muslim backgrounds have won an important international human rights prize. Ayan Hirsi Ali, Irshad Manji, and Rabia Kadir have been targets of violence because of their support for human rights. The Lantos Foundation for Human Rights and Justice presented the awards in Washington, D.C. on Thursday. It called the women fearless leaders, reformers, and rebels who have been willing to defy social and cultural norms to speak out against human rights abuses. It said the women have faced down personal danger to stand up for the vulnerable and persecuted. Ayan Hirsi Ali was forced to undergo female genital mutilation in Somalia. More than 125 million females have had their genitals removed and sutured, says the World Health Organization. Most of them are younger than 15. Ali's father forced her to marry a family member. She fled to the Netherlands, where she worked as a cleaner. She became a translator and later was elected to the Dutch Parliament. She has spent years fighting for women's rights. She says no religion or culture should be used to justify abuses against women. She said she felt responsible to say something about those who use religion as a tool for hatred, rape, and killing. And she said she wanted to do something about it in the most peaceful ways. Death threats have not stopped her from supporting the rights of women, the foundation says. Irshad Manji was born in Uganda, but she moved to Canada at age 4. She grew up in a violent household. By the time she was 14, she was removed from an Islamic school because she asked too many questions. So, she began studying Islam without a teacher. She said her independent study helped her learn that she did not have to reject her faith to believe in freedom and rights. She has been a leader in efforts to reform Islam for many years. She has received so many death threats that the windows in her apartment are bulletproof. Muslim extremists have demanded that she be executed. Manji, 46, said the award is about more than Islam. She said it is about all human beings. Rabia Kadir is known as the mother of all Uyghurs. Uyghurs are groups of Muslims in northwest China. They say they have been abused by the Chinese government for many years. She grew up in rural China and was very poor, but she formed businesses and became rich. She once held important political positions in China, but in 1999 she was arrested and charged with giving secret information to a person outside of China and jailed. Kadir was released from prison in 2005 and moved to the United States. She is the president of the World Uyghur Congress. The 69-year-old has strongly criticized Chinese officials and their treatment of Chinese Muslims. She said the Uyghur issue is not a Uyghur problem. It is a Chinese government problem, a situation generated by systematic denial to Uyghurs of fundamental human rights and freedoms. The award is named for U.S. Congressman Tom Lantos. He was the only survivor of the Holocaust to be elected to the U.S. House of Representatives. He strongly supported human rights causes during almost 30 years in Congress. The Lantos Foundation for Human Rights and Justice is a nonprofit group. It has given a human rights award yearly since 2009. Among those who have been given the award are the Buddhist leader, the Dalai Lama, Chinese human rights activist Chen Guangcheng, and former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. This is the first year it has been given to three women of Muslim backgrounds. I'm Mario Ritter.